Airline travel is down substantially. Tougher security, the weak economy, and high-priced tickets are all factors. The airlines are trying to hold on to their full-fare corporate customers by making the airport experience as hassle-free as possible. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
When Weyerhaeuser executive T.J. Rosengarth gets to the airport, he cruises past the lengthy line at Delta's main ticket counter. He goes around the corner to the first class and frequent flyer check-in, where there is almost no line.
Hey, Mr. Rosengarth, how many bags are you checking today?
I'm not checking any. I'm going to carry them on.
Oh, okay.
As someone who travels nearly 100,000 miles a year, Rosengarth is treated royally. He rarely spends more than a minute or two in a ticket line, and he gets free upgrades to first class. The airlines give him special treatment at the security line as well.
For their frequent travelers, they have done a lot to really make that quite easy. So we're going to walk through, you know, the medallion level for Delta or whoever that might be for an airline, and it's going to be quite easy to get through.
Let's go ahead.
Okay.
We weren't allowed to record, but Rosengarth breezed through a very short separate line that the airlines have set up for the best customers. Security screeners did take his laptop to test it for chemical residue, but even that procedure, a new one at SeaTac Airport, was relatively painless. X-ray machines across the country are set to detect the tiniest amount of metal, but Rosengarth, along with other frequent flyers, has mastered the system.
You don't want to go through the secondary screening because of just the hassle factor. And so you'll do everything you can to make sure you get rid of any metal on your person. You'll take shoes like these. They will get just very fine pieces of metal embedded in them from walking on the street. Well, I know that if I don't take them off, I'm going to go through secondary screening.
At most major airports, things are running relatively smoothly these days, but there remains a sense of unpredictability. Will the security lines move as quickly as they did on your last trip? Will you be chosen for a secondary or a random search? Many travelers, including Marty Taylor, say that the unpredictability and inconsistencies among airports is what bothers them most. But Taylor also complains about high ticket prices and the fact that many airlines are cutting back on schedules and routes.
Not as often, not as convenient, more stops, less direct flights than there were in the past in terms of where I go. So that's unfortunate.
That inconvenience and unpredictability, whether real or simply perceived, coupled with higher fares, has prompted many would-be travelers to stay home, or if the distance is short, to drive. The number of airline passengers is down about 10% from last year. Corporate travel is down as much as 15 to 20%. That loss is devastating for the airlines because the business travelers are the ones who buy the most expensive tickets.
Did you like that return at 1:25 p.m.?
27 agents work full-time making travel arrangements for the employees of Forest Products giant Weyerhaeuser. The company buys tens of thousands of airline tickets each year. The company's director of travel, Suzanne Fletcher, notes that airlines have eliminated many of the corporate discounts that big companies used to get. Given the hassle factor and the weak economy, she says, corporate America is no longer willing to pay the high prices airlines are demanding of business travelers.
So now in the old days when you could get a certain percentage off of any ticket you purchased, you now can only maybe get it off of the higher fares. So that has a tremendous impact on a corporate account.
Fletcher, who sits on the airline committee of the National Business Travelers Association, says, in the past, when someone said, "We have a meeting next week," her response was often, "When shall I come?" Now she says she's likely to ask, "What is the dial-up number for the conference call?" And when business people do fly, she adds, they aren't as likely to be flying first class or business class as they did in the past.
You are seeing companies expect their travelers to be more cost conscious, to shop around. You are seeing companies that have never before encouraged the use of some of the secondary tertiary carriers are now saying, have you considered the JetBlues? Well, what about that Southwest that goes coast to coast?
Those changes, she says, are here to stay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.